I'm standing here in this light, but I once lived in the darkness. Throughout my lifetime, I have struggled with many things, but all of them can be traced back to the darkness of pride. When most people think of pride, they think of a boastful know-it-all who only cares about himself. And while at some points I can be like this, my personal battle with pride involves me believing I know what's best for my past, present, and future. I've constantly attempted to see through my darkness and ignorance into my future, acting as if I knew what God has planned for me. In junior high and early in high school, I was succeeding in school, sports, friends, and even with girls, but I was overwhelmed by a deep depression because I could find no security in the not-so-all-knowing mind of Braden Brown and his worldly, idiotic, and primitive plans. I was blinded by fear of the unknown, and I sought to remove fears through controlling every aspect of my life. Attempting to control my life spiraled out of control into rage, hurt, loneliness, and self-pity every time something didn't go how I had planned it to happen. Whether it was my attempts at conjuring up my own happiness by making others feel bad for me, or my anger when little things happen, like not being able to find my keys, I was constantly looking for my life to simply be perfect. And in my feeble mind, I thought that wasn't too much to ask. However, in the darkest season of my life, a season of depression, anger, insecurity, the light of Christ was real to me. In the midst of my lack of faith and self-righteousness, slowly I started to realize that it was okay for me to not know my future. Experiences like Camp Barnabas showed me that life was not found in things being exactly how I wanted, but it was found in serving others' needs and furthering the kingdom of the Lord. He constantly humbled me, and in those points of greatest humility, I found an inexplicable peace. It was okay for me to not know where I would go to college, who I would marry, or even minuscule things like what grade I would get on my next math test. Most of all, the Lord showed me it was not only okay to let go of my life, but it was required so that I could truly live. I had spent so much time thinking I had it all together, and that if everything turned out just the way I wanted to, I would be filled with joy, peace, and feel truly loved. But the truth was that what I desired more than anything could only be achieved through letting go of the reins and having faith that our holy and perfect Creator knows what is best for me. A couple of verses that helped me come to know this truth are Romans 15:13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust him, so that you may overflow with hope and the power of the Holy Spirit. And Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Through trials like the passing of a good friend, huge decisions for my college and my future, and the busyness of life, the Lord has shown me that practicing his all-powerful and all-knowing presence fills your life with light. It doesn't come from knowing exactly what will happen, but knowing exactly what did happen on the cross. Having faith in that fact has filled me with joy, peace, and true unconditional love I had been searching for in my own plans, but had failed to find. The only way to stay living in darkness is to choose not to turn on the light the cross created for each and every one of us. I once lived in the darkness of pride, fear, and control, but God's light has flooded into my life. If you have lived or are living in the darkness of pride, fear, and control, and you have experienced or want to experience God's light, let's light up the darkness together. Shine your light with me now.